こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ロチェスター大学の研究で人は悲しいとき色が正確に見えなくなっていることが分かりました。実験では127人の被験者にランダムに悲しいビデオまたは笑えるビデオを見せ、その後に薄く色がついた紙を赤、黄色、緑、青のいずれかに分類させました。すると悲しいビデオを見た人々は青系と黄色系の色がきちんと分類できていませんでした。悲しみが結果に影響していることを確認するため、130人に悲しいビデオと普通のビデオを見せ追加の実験をしましたが、結果は同じでした。2回とも赤と緑の色には変化がなく、影響を受けるのは青と黄色だけでした。はっきりとした理由はまだ不明ですが、青色は神経伝達物質のドーパミンが目の網膜に信号を送ることで識別できるとされており、このことが関係しているのではとチンは予測しています。
According to new research by Rochester University, people's perception of color may be altered when they are sad. The researchers conducted an experiment where 127 volunteers were randomly assigned to watch either sad or happy videosand asked to visually sort red, yellow, green, and blue pieces of paper. It was found that participants who viewed the sad videos were less able to distinguish between blue and yellow. In order to confirm the results, the experiment was conducted again, but this time with an emotionally neutral film and a sad film. The results were the same. While the mechanism for this is not yet known, the researchers speculate that because dopamine is required for blue color perception,There is a connection between human emotion and color perception.
そう、面白いよね。なんか日本語でも英語でも悲しい時ブルーな気持ちになるとか言うじゃん。それがなんか本当に。
Say I'm feeling blue.
いやいやいや。日本語でもそのままね。ちょっとまああんま最近言う人見ないけど。なんかあのこれ面白いなと思ったのが、これ2回目の実験してるじゃん。でこれが結構最近すごい話題になったけど、こういう心理的な心理学的な実験ってやっても結局確認できないじゃないかみたいなので結構最近そのフィールドで責められていて、それを言われないためにちゃんとこのバックアップの実験をもう一回やりましたよっていうことを強調したかったらしいよ。Like, see, we can do this みたいな感じ。
Well, I think the quality of research has certainly gone up lately.
Yeah, it depends, じゃない? Yeah, it depends on the source, じゃない?
How so?
Like, たまに結構なんかやっぱり心理学の実験とかペーパー見てて、なんかその導き出してる結論が、本当にこれでこれって言えんのかみたいな時もたまにある。なんか、そのさすがにハーバードとかそういう大きいところでは見ないけど、まあ論文なんてね大量にあるからさ。
Yeah, but there's a much greater awareness lately about how much we don't know and how unsure we are.
Right.
I think people are way more careful now than they used to be, you know, drawing conclusions from any particular study.
そうだね。なんかその研究者の人とかもさ、わからないことはちゃんとわからないっていうようになってるよね、ちゃんと。なんか。
Well, it's
これは自分のスペキュレーションですとかをはっきり明確にしたりとか。
As the volume of the sphere of knowledge grows, then the surface area of what you don't know, the frontier of what you don't know becomes larger and larger. So it's become overwhelmingly obvious how unsure we are about
certain things. 無知の知ってやつだよね。
Yeah.
そう、なんか青色っていう色に関してなんだけど、あの結構前に記事でその4500年前までは青色っていう認識を人間がしてなかったんじゃないかっていう、そのいろんな文献とかあの本とかを見てると青っていう表現が全く4500年前まで出てこない、であのなんか蜂蜜が緑色って書いてあったりとか、で空とか海も、まあ、緑色っていう風に表現されていて、緑と青の区別がなかったんじゃないかみたいな。 面白い記事もあるよ。
What's the reason behind all of that?
Well, they were just saying that, なんか青も緑の中のシェードの一つとしてカウントされてたんじゃないかみたいな。
Oh, since when are, like, what time period are you talking about?
They haven't found the, その青っていう色の mention until 4,500 years ago.
Hmm.
So it's possible that it's a relatively new concept, the color blue.
Linguistically.
Yeah.
But as a color, it's not a new concept, right? I mean,
no,
people have been making things that are blue or green.
I guess. でもなんかね、その空も真っ青っていうよりもなんかこう、例えば白みがかってたりとか夕焼けだったりとか、で海もまあ緑だったり茶色っぽかったりとかいろいろあるから、なんかそれで別にこう青っていう一つの色みたいな風には認識してなかったんじゃないかって書いてあったけど。
That's weird to me. It seems like so much. Isn't there a lot of blue in Japanese pottery? Like a lot of blue, like bowls.
Right.
And like they were using. I think it was. It's like from cobalt.
Right. Right. あとなんか China.
But not so many like green bowls. You know, not so much.
確かに。
Green isn't that common.
まあなんか確かに藍染めとかね。青いもんね。I don't know.
It's everywhere. It's like very clear, like strong blue, very distinct blue, the cobalt blue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's in all. It's like all the pottery.
そうだね。
But there's, you know, there's always the, you know, traffic lights are green, right? But
yeah,
people say, oh,
yeah. だって青いもんね。おばあちゃんとかは緑って。あ、逆か。違う、緑だけど、おばあちゃんとかは青っていうか。そっか。そうだよね。
Yeah. But no one...
あ、でも青信号。ちょっと待って、I'm so confused right now. But yeah.
Do you even remember what color it really is?
It's green, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, 何、
See,
毎日見てたり、
クイズ。This is what we were talking about last time, that...You know, your reality is so constructed by your language
yeah.
that you start to think that the traffic lights are blue
yeah.
after long enough.
Right,
and saying 青信号 doesn't sound weird at all.
そうだね。確かに。
But it's not.
でも緑信号って言いにくいもんね、すごく。
Yeah, but that's not why
緑信号
we don't call things the wrong color for convenience reasons.
確かに。
But I think this is... I think the way that not only...You know, when we're sad, our perception of color is different. But I think that when our perception of color changes, that it affects us emotionally too, in the reverse. So like your perception of vibrant colors
yeah.
is so subdued on a cloudy day. A cloudy day, dreary day, kind of like today. You look around outside, everything's really dull and flat. And I think that...inevitably affects you emotionally. I don't know if it has to do with, you know, the blue-yellow axis of
yeah.
color perception, but there's something there.
そう、でもこれもなんかドーパミンだから、その要はうつ病だったり ADHD だったりしても同じようなこう、まあ、青系と緑系がちょっと識別できないみたいなことがあるらしいよ、実際に。ドーパミンが減ってる人だと。It's really interesting. 次、ハーバード大学とオックスフォード大学の研究者たちが10代の子どもの睡眠についてこれまでなされてきた研究結果から学校の始業時間を遅くするべきだという論文を発表しました。生物学的に子どもたちにとって必要な睡眠時間と起きる時間が年齢によって変化することが分かっており、それに合わせて学校の始業時間も10歳の子どもは8時16歳は10時から10時半の間、18歳は11時から11時半の間に調整されるべきとのことです。生物学的に必要な睡眠パターンを確保することで集中力やテスト結果が改善され、イライラも減るとされており、実際にアメリカの複数の学校で始業時間を1時間遅らせたところ、全体の成績が上がったほか、出席率や言動、機嫌などさまざまな要因の改善が確認できました。生徒の親からも 子供が朝無理やり起きなくていいことで親子の関係も良くなったという声が上がりました。
According to research done by Harvard and Oxford University on the biological sleep requirements of teenagers, schools should generally start later than they do. The researchers argue that as the ideal biological sleep schedules for teenagers vary as they age, so should the start times for schools. 10-year-olds should begin at 8, 16-year-olds at 10, and 18-year-olds at 11. By delaying the start times of schools, students will have more focus, test scores will improve, and kids will generally be better behaved. Already, these improvements have been observed at several schools that delayed the start of classes by just 1 hour. Feedback from parents was also generally positive, with many of them saying that their children not having to rush in the morning had improved their relationships with them.
そう、なんか記事にも書いてあったんだけど、子どもの早起きっていうのはもうずっと文化的に美徳とされていて、科学的に見ると不自然で不必要だっていう認識がまあ一般的にはないんだけれども、そのいろんな研究結果を照らし合わせるとこういう結果ですっていう。実際はでもだから18歳は11時から10時半って11時半って言ってるけど、この時間もうだって何午前中の授業終わってもうランチタイム直前みたいな感じだもんね今だと、
うん、
だからそれより後だいたい多分今ってあれだよね 8時台には学校についてなきゃいけなくて9時とかから授業が始まるとか。
What time were you waking up usually?
7時半とかかな、
うん
うん、でも私だから思ったんだけど中学生ぐらいの時本当に異常に眠かったもん本当に異常に眠くてまあ、朝も全然起きられないし学校に着いて授業中もまあまあ眠いしお昼後とかで、うん、帰ってきてもめっちゃ眠くて学校から帰ってくるとずっとソファで寝てたりしてたのね。なんかもう全然多分足りてなかったんじゃない睡眠時間がと思う。
You couldn't just sleep earlier?
No.
So you weren't getting enough sleep?
Or maybe I was, according to them, I was waking up at wrong hours, right? So.
Hmm. How much sleep were you generally getting when you were that tired?
わかんない。でもそんな別に何携帯とか今みたいにさ iPhone とかあるわけじゃないから別に何お腹までスクリーン見てるとかはなかったけど、うん、普通にただただもうなんか眠い眠いって感じだった。でなんかそのねこのハーバードとオックスフォードの人たちが言ってるのはその早く寝れば朝早く起きれるだろうみたいな大人のロジック、
うん、
とかその朝起きれないのはもうダラダラして怠けてるからだみたいなっていうのは正直その何生物学的には正しくない見方だし、その辺無理やり早く起きてるから10代がイライラすることになるんだみたいな、なんかその10代ってイライラしてるもんだよねみたいな風にみんな思ってるけど別にそういうことではないんだよみたいな。
So I don't quite understand why can't you just go to bed earlier?
なんかあれが関係あるんじゃない？その1日の何 It's not like cause昼夜逆転してもさ同じ時間寝てればいいっていう問題じゃないじゃん健康とかって、
mm.
Like do you know what I mean? そういう問題なんじゃないの、
mm. Have they looked into like why this is? Like why is it that people at a certain age should wake up later? Because if you think about it from an evolutionary standpoint, you know, cave and predators and stuffLike,
yeah.
I guess waking up at slightly different times makes more sense, right?
Yeah.
Everyone being asleep until the exact same time is a terrible idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. So, なんかあの、今までも結構ポッドキャストで話してるけどさ、こう年齢によって起きる時間と、あと睡眠時間が推移していくじゃん、どんどん。
Mm.
なんか子供の時すごく多くて、で、ちょっと減ってまた増えてとかさ。で、それをあの学校にもアプライしなくちゃいけないっていう話でしょ。
I'm just wondering, like,How could this be true? You know, how could this be real? The only thing I can think of is like, if you have people, because I kind of feel like I've gone through these stages, like I know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like in a family or in a community, like a long time ago, you know, 100,000 years ago, you wouldn't want everyone to fall asleep at the same time, because the unconscious period of the community becomes so long. It's the full 8 hours or whatever it is, right?
Right.
But if you have someone asleep 2 hours later, and then someone's waking up 2 hours earlier,
yeah,
then now it's only 4 hours.
Right.
Right. So we might have some sort of a weird biological clock that that shifts based on our age.
Yeah, and I think other animals are just like that. It's not like they're going to be like, oh, もう9時だから寝なきゃみたいな. You know, and they all turn off the lights and go to bed at the same time. So,
but the nuclear family, which isn't a structure. I mean, it's a recent structure, the nuclear family. For that situation where everyone's in a house and the door is locked and you have police and stuff like that, then it makes more sense for everyone to go to bed at the same time.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe this is sort of an artifact. So they're doing this at some schools already.
So.
And it's working.
そう、成績がみんな上がったんだって。特に成績が悪かった子に関しては、その上がり幅がもっと大きい。
But if I was a student and they moved the start time back like 2 hours or something, for sure, like I would feel better about school.
でしょ？
Just because of the change.
Yeah.
And because I wouldn't, I wouldn't want them to change it back.
そうそう、だからなんか生徒のフィードバックももちろんいいじゃん。なんかもうちょっと遅く起きれるし、で特にさ部活とかで朝練とかがある時ってさ、なんていうの、もっと早く起きてもっと早く学校に行かなくちゃいけないわけで。
I was waking up at like 5 for years. Wow. Yeah, 5 in the morning.
あ、そっか、遠いもんね学校。
My, I had to get on the bus at 7.
そうだそうだ。
But I would have to do stuff before that, so I was waking up at 5.
遠いもんね、そうだね。そうだよ。だから、yeah, the kids who go to your school.
And I was the one that had to like, I had a job like monitoring people on the bus too. I'm like, I'd be so tired.
Little
and
kids,
then, like kids are throwing up. And it's
oh
like,
god.
Yeah.
そうそう。でもなんかさ、せっかくこうやって研究、最近本当睡眠に関する研究多いじゃん。だからさ、せっかくこういうの分かってるからさ、学校とかもなんかそれを取り入れて何。実際の生活にアプライしてほしいよね。なんかもったいないじゃん。いろいろ分かってもさ、使わないんだったら意味ないから。
Yeah, we don't use any of this stuff.
でしょ？もったいないよ。
Yeah, I think it would be important to see how those initial test schools, how it pans out.
そうね。
For, you know, 5 years later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if it's still working, then yeah, why not?
ね、ほんと。次。デジタル世代の若者は人間関係が希薄になっているのではないかとよく懸念されますが、またサイト社が10代後半から30代前半のミレニアル世代1000人を対象にした調査で、ネット上のコミュニケーションより対面での関係性を好んでいることが分かりました。 85% が仕事仲間と実際に会って対面でやり取りするのを好むと答えたほか、半数以上が家族や友人と話すときも直接の方がいいと答えました。また大半の人がカスタマーサービスに連絡する際もネットを介した連絡より電話でオペレーターと話したいと答え、 85% がこの1年間に電話のオプションがないウェブのみのカスタマーサービスに不満を覚えたと語りました。
While many people are afraid that the millennial generation is falling away from human interaction,According to a new survey conducted by a company called Mattersight, this isn't necessarily true. The survey involved over 1,000 participants, roughly between the ages 15 and 35, and it found that most of them prefer face-to-face interactions with people. 85% of the respondents said that for business purposes, meeting face-to-face is preferred, and for more than 50% of respondents, the same thing is true for friends and family.Furthermore, a majority of them responded that they would prefer to speak to someone on the phone for customer service rather than deal with an automated web-based system, with some 85% of them having had a poor experience with web-only customer service.
So, まあ、よく見るもんね、そういう記事。なんかデジタル世代の若者はこうネットとかばっかりで話して実際に会ってないじゃないかみたいな。
Yeah, and most smokers want to quit smoking. Like it doesn't, you know.
Yeah, そうだね。
It doesn't reflect their activities necessarily.
そうね。そう、私もなんかさ、会社で仕事してた時は、あの海外の人、なんか、まあ、クライアントだったり自分の会社の他の支社の人とかと会ったことないけど毎日電話したりメールしたりやり取りしてたりして、なんだろう、会ったことないけど仲間としてやってる時にやっぱりなんか会ってみたいなって思うし、実際会った時すごいなんか嬉しい、なんかあ、ついに会えた、本物だみたいな感じで、だからなんていうの、あ、メールとか電話でも話せるから別に会わなくていいやっていう風にはあんまりならないよね、確かに。
Mm. How weird is it that actually meeting someone is, it's like a, it's totally unnecessary. It's like an accessory to the stuff you do to actually get stuff done.
Yeah, work stuff, right?
Yeah.
そうだね。だってうちらもそうだもんね。
I mean, I think Japan has more face-to-face stuff than other places, actually, generally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. あの、日本の会社、すごいドメの日本の会社と一緒に仕事すると、もう会議大好きだもんね。全部なんか、ちょっとしたことでも会議で会いましょうみたいな。とか、メールだけも嫌いだよね。なんか、メール送ってきたらすぐ電話来るみたいな。で、今メール送ったんですけど、見ましたかみたいな。It's like, well, then why don't you just tell me over the phone? って思うけど、なんかそういうなんか違う文化なんだよね。多分。I don't know. そう、でも確かにあの、オペレーター、私も電話で話したい派。なんか話した方が早いんじゃないかなって思っちゃう。
I actually prefer, the web only.
あ、そう。
Yeah.
電話話したくないタイプ。
I don't know. I've had bad experiences with both. The problem with the web only thing is like this doesn't address my issue. Like
そう、
what the fuck?
そうなんだよ。
How come I can't call?
そう。
So if it was web only but it addressed the issue, then that would be great.
そうね。
Because if you have to call in, then it's already an ordeal, you know, just by having to call in. And then the person you're speaking to may not be so helpful, which happens all the time. As you know this.
Yeah, for sure. あの、日本のカスタマーサービスって海外のカスタマーサービスに比べて素晴らしいじゃん。
Oh, it's a completely different universe.
でしょ？なんかアメリカのカスタマーサービスっていうと、もうさ、本当のやばいやつがあるじゃん、たまに。
Well, none of it's in America, first of all.
そう。まずなんかインドとかね。まあ日本も実際はこう、オーストラリアとかにつながってるんだけど、いる相手は日本人じゃん、日本語じゃないといけないから。だからあんまりこう、質が変わらないけど、あの、すごいよね。あの、面白カスタマーサービスみたいなさ、やついっぱいあるもんね、ネットで見ると。
I don't understand how these people can, like, prefer...calling, because most of the customer service that you will get in English is just absolutely appalling. Like, it makes you angry.
Yeah.
It's like...
すごい失礼な人いっぱいいるしね、しかも。
You're talking to a person who is not there.
Yeah.
They're just reading a sheet.
Yeah.
You know? They only have so many roots.
Yeah.
So they'll hear what you say, and then they try to categorize it.And they'll force it into some incorrect category.
Yeah.
It's like you're just a human version of the web-based thing that doesn't work.
Ah, 確かにね。
And that's even more like, but they have the potential to just like pay attention and not, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
そうだね。
I don't like customer service generally.
そうね。だから今 Amazon でさ、 T シャツ売ってるじゃん。だからそれだと、あの、その Amazon の何売ってる人用のやつだと、だからいろいろ確かにイライラしたこともあるけど、少なくとも電話とそのウェブ上のメールっていうかテキストのやり取りとどっちも選べるのね。で、緊急っていうのにチェックしておくと電話してくれるから、なんていうの、それは本当にフレキシブルっていうかさ、そこはいいなと思うけど。
Google is the worst. Google is the worst ever.
Oh yeah?
Worst ever.
苦しめられてる?
It's just the worst.
かわいそう。
Participants at a homeopathy or alternative medicine conference experienced hallucinations after consuming psychedelic phenethylamine 2CE, also known as aqua rust or Europa. More than 150 emergency respondents, including medical and law enforcement personnel, arrived on the scene and took the delegates to the hospital. In total, there were 29 participants aged 24 to 56 who were found to be experiencing delusions, breathing problems, racing hearts, and cramping. Police are investigating whether the substance was taken as a joint experiment or whether they were pranked somehow. The Association of German Healing Practitioners, which claims to represent homeopathy and naturopathy in Germany, responded by saying, the organizers of this obscure conference are unknown to us, and such events will not be tolerated by our association.
ドイツでホメオパシーの会議に出席していた人々が 2CE 通称アクアラストまたはエウロパと呼ばれる幻覚剤を飲み150人以上の医療関係者や警察が出動する騒ぎになりました。24歳から56歳の合計29人に幻覚や呼吸困難、動悸や痙攣の症状が見られました。これが実験的な試みだったのか誰かに騙されて接種したのか現在警察が調査を進めています。ドイツにおけるホメオパシーと自然療法の権威であると自称しているドイツヒーリングプラクティショナー学会は今回の件について一切の関与を否定しています。いや何の話これ超不思議なんだけど何があったんだろうね。
So the drug they took is called 2CE、
mm.
and I think according to the blood test they had taken fairly large amounts of this.
Okay.
And the doses that they took were so large in fact that some people involved in the investigation think like they couldn't have done this on purpose.
Oh.
Like they wouldn't do this on purpose.
あ、そういうこと?
But
何なんかを飲んだの?食べ、どうやって摂取したのこれ?
I believe they took it orally.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it didn't specify, but people generally take 2CE orally.
Okay.
It's a synthetic psychedelic.
Okay.
I mean, it's, it was synthesized by a man named Alexander Shulgin.
Okay. ドイツ人?
I don't...believe so. I think he's American.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. But he's the guy that synthesized this stuff, not this particular batch, but that invented this psychedelic. Mm. He discovered like hundreds of these synthetic psychedelics.
Okay.
And like did a bunch of like crazy research on them. But it's kind of an obscure drug for these people to get their hands on, actually.
うん、しかもホメオパシーとさこういう幻覚剤みたいなのってあんまり何つながらないんだけど私の中では。Right? I mean, from what I know about homeopathy.
Well, I don't know if it was. I mean, homeopathy is a bit more. It's like a specific. It's more specific than alternative medicine.
Yeah.
In the article, perhaps they meant alternative medicine. In these alternative medicine circles,
yeah.
Generally, there is pretty significant psychedelic use.
Right. え、でもこのシンテティックのやつも、ちょっとなんかずれない?そうすると。その自然療法っていうコンセプトからは。
Yeah. But...there are a lot of people that take MDMA, and MDMA is synthetic as well.
Right. そっか。なんかこの間ね、あの、元同僚の人がハワイかどっかに行った時に、家族みんながなんかすごい高熱になっちゃって風邪がひいちゃったのね。で、急いで薬局に行って、もうあんまり見ないで子供用の風邪薬と思ってパッて買ってきたら、ホメオパシーですごい怒ってた。
What was it?
it was this like homeopathy no nanka, you know, their signature, like whatever.
Like Kampo.
It's not even, no, Kampo is legit. Let me
it's
say
not
this.
Medicine, but.
But nanka, nani, daka, tonikaku nanka bullshit. So de nanka homeopathy te chou chichaku kaite atte kizukanakatta rashiku te. で結構高いんだよねしかもで買ってきちゃってから気がついて He was like so angry he posted it on Facebook like I can't believe they're still selling this shit みたいな、なんか紛らわしいよ、well, みたいな
all this、alternative medicine stuff is viewed、as being I guess more scientifically credible than something likeacupuncture or like or some
well, like,
of these others.
Acupuncture and Kampo wa mo nanka
I think they fall into the alternative medicine genre.
Yeah, but still like there are a lot of scientific research on this and on it and you know some researchers have proven that it has some effects but homeopathy ni kanshite wa sa mo nanka mo ma ma mo ippan deki ni nani mo imi nai mitaina natte ru jan あの国にもよるけどねだからイギリスでイギリスとかスイスとかのこうヨーロッパの先進国で一時期ちょっと認められてたから昔、だから日本とかインドとかにイギリスでも認められましたみたいな感じでやってきて日本でも一時期一瞬だけちょっと話題になったけどまあもうね多分信じてる人いないんじゃないさすがにインドだとまだ結構あるらしいよそのイギリスの影響、
yeah. I mean that's the sort of a conference that it wasBut what happened to these people is probably, you know, entirely outside the scope of general homeopathy practices.
Right.
What I found really interesting is when I was looking at articles of this event, just how harshly they were written. Very harsh. Very harsh.And it was like, yeah, these people were, you know, losing their minds. They were yelling gibberish and like rolling around and like all this stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, kind of describing like, you know, they were just
negatively.
It's what I kind of liken it to is like if you were to describe someone using a computer.But you couldn't see anything on their screen. It's like this person was just like tapping on this machine and he just stared at this piece of glass for like
hours
and hours and he didn't move at all. He like barely blinked.
Yeah.
You know, so...
That's what my cats think.
Yeah, exactly. I think that there's like almost no difference between a computer and a psychedelic, which is kind of a strange thing to say. But really, if you know, because it's a different reality that you're entering when you use a computer.
Right.
You're not looking at the world around you.
Right.
You're looking at car crashes in Russia or something, right?
Yeah.
You know, so
it wasn't that partly because they couldn't interview the people who got rushed into the hospital because I read in some article that said なんかインタビューするほど回復した人がいなくてその記事を書くまでに実際に話を聞くことはできませんでした。
Yeah, well, yeah, but if you try to talk to someone who's on the computer, they're not going to make any sense either, you know? Someone that's
What?
Like if I try to talk to my brother while he's playing video games, like he's not hearing what I'm saying.
I guess.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not exactly the same thing, but that's just a metaphor for what's going on.
Right.
So it's just a very blatant sort of kind of a weird way to...
まあ、bias ってこと?
Yeah. So that's sort of a bias. It's like, of course what they're saying is gibberish to you. You can't see what they're seeing. Like they're on a psychedelic drug.
Right,
like,
right.
So they're experiencing a very different reality than you are.
Right. まあそうだね。
I thought that was kind of interesting.
なんかその精神疾患を患ってる人とかの説明の時もそうだもんね。その、wow, like, こんなこと言ってる、like, she's so crazy, みたいな。でも、彼女からするとそれは crazy ではないわけで、なんていうの?視点が違うから。
But assuming these people took this psychedelic on purpose,
yeah.
you know, the fact that they're speaking gibberish or rolling around on the grass is totally fine.
Yeah,
going according to plan. I don't know. But that reminds me of these experiments that the CIA did in France where they put LSD in the bread.
ひどいよね、本当にこの話は。
People in Paris were like tripping balls off of this LSD bread.
Yeah.
I think it was in the bread. And then they, you know, the people jumped off of balconies and stuff like that.
It's crazy.
I think it's a very bad idea to drug someone with anything without their knowledge.
Obviously.
Because if you don't know you're on a drug and the world changes, like, the world changed.
Yeah.
You know, you have no bearings on what's going on.
そうね。まあ、まさかそういうスーパーに売ってるものにそんなものが入れられてる。しかもアメリカの政府に入れられてるとはさ、誰も思わないけど。なんかあの、海外とかだ、日本はあんまり、あの、いいことに言われないけど、あの、海外とか行くとこう、クラブ行って飲み物絶対に手から離さないようにとか言われるじゃん。あのルーフィーとかそのデートレープドラッグみたいなの入れられちゃうから。
But people are doing that in Tokyo.
I'm sure there are
plenty
people who would do that.
Plenty.
Like Bill Cosby style.
And not just women are being victimized. Men are being victimized. Men go into some kyaba or something and then they get drugged.
What?
Yeah, and then people take all their shit.
あったね。で、なんか働かされてるみたいなあったね。そこで、なんか、こんなにお前チャージしたよ、されてるよみたいな感じで言われて、返せませんって言ったら、そのキャバクラみたいなところに監禁されてトイレ掃除とかさせられてた人いたよね。
I don't know about that, but I know that people have just woken up outside on the street and all their shit's gone. But they were drugged inside of some...club or something.
Wow.
And people took all their stuff and just put them outside.
So they like, 飲みに行くときはね、気をつけないといけないよね。もうどんな人がいるかわかんないから。
You know, it's like, there's like the people at this, you know, these people freaking out on this drug at this conference. Well, if you had taken a lot of some illegal substance like this, a psychedelic,
yeah,
and then like,ambulances and police cars are everywhere. Like, you would be freaking out for sure, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, so that almost seems like a rational response to the arrival of like dozens of police cars and like ambulances and stuff.
150 personnel だからね。
Yeah.
まあ、それは確かにね。I would be freaking out, like, even if I'm sober, like,Whoa, like what's going on?
Yeah.
Let me video it.
This drug is really interesting. It's effective or it's you're under its influence from somewhere between 6 and 10 hours.
Okay.
And
it's, 長いね。
And they say that's if you take it orally. And they say that the effects are somewhere in between MDMA and LSD. It's like somewhere in between there. But if you take too much of this drug at all, things get wild super fast. Like if you,
okay.
It's very like sensitive dosing.
Oh, じゃあ危ない、危なかったってこと？この人たちも。
Well, in the so far, only one person has ever died from this drug.
Okay.
Despite it being used by a lot of people.In a lot of different places.
Okay.
So I don't think it's really that. It's not dangerous. Physiologically, so much. But if you take a lot of it, you know, you don't want to be. I don't know, around knives or something.
Right.
You know? Like
right.
Because you don't know what's going on.
Or you don't want to get on it without knowing. Right? For
well,
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
That's so scary, like, if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on? Like, what's happening to me?
That's one of the reasons why I mean, this is illegal.
Mm.
Right? This substance is completely illegal in Germany.
Mm.
But because it's not, because it is illegal, it's not at all regulated.So you don't know how pure it is.
Totally.
You don't know how much you're taking. You know, there's all these when you're dealing with something that's not regulated like that,
yeah.
you know, you don't really know what's going to happen.
そうね、そうだね。違法だと逆にね、そうやってやりたい放題になっちゃうもんね。
Yeah, when something's illegal, the wrong people get it, and they get the wrong stuff, and they, you know, it's just the whole thing.
そうだね、確かになんか違法だと規制がないってことだもんね、要は。
Well, the worst part of the most, the worst thing that happened to these people is the police and the ambulances and stuff showing up while they were on this drug.
Yeah.
I mean, that was probably the most traumatic part of the entire experience.
そうだね。いや、なんか誰がわざと誰かがやったんだとしたら何がしたかったんだろうね。
Yeah, I don't know. But let's say these 29 people were just blackout drunk. You know, they're all just completely drunk and fucked up.
Yeah.
You know,would the situation been any better? I'm not sure that it would have.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they would have to go to the hospital anyway, right?
Well, people, I mean, to get hospitalized for drinking, you really have to push it.
Yeah.
You really have to push it.
Yeah.
I mean, people just expect that you're going to be fine.
そうなんだよ。それなの、本当にそう。
People always assume that you're going to be fine.
そうなの。
If you drink too much and you pass out and you're barely breathing, still the assumption is they're fine.
そう、本当怖いよね。私一回会ったもん、なんか友達と飲んでて、私だけ先に帰ったのね。
Yeah.
で、その後なんか友達から連絡来て、なんか一人本当にすごい潰れてるけど、まあ平気だと思うみたいな、今焼きそば作ってるみたいなことを夜中の2時ぐらいに言われて。
Yeah.
え、でも意識ないんだったら危ないでしょって言って、救急車呼んだ方が良くないって言って行ったのね、私その家に、
うん、
そしたらその子があのトイレで潰れてて泡吹いてて、でも全然リスポンスもないし、 I was like what the fuck, like why are you making fucking 焼きそばみたいな、なんかですぐ救急車呼んでさ来てもらったけど、そう本当なんかただのお酒だしみたいな感じでさ、ね、軽く考えて、ね、怖い危なと思ってさ、 It was crazy。
I can't believe
焼きそば食べてる場合じゃないよ。
Yeah, I can't believe how lightly people take alcohol and drinking、
ね、
too much.
だからなんかアルコールは違法じゃないからそんなに危なくないはずみたいな。でその逆で他の違法のものは違法だからもっと危ないはずみたいな。そういうアサンプション。
When you're really drunk, you don't know what's going on.
No.
Oh
God.
You have no idea what's going on.
No.
Like you could so easily fall onto train tracks, walk in front of a car, like.You have no idea what's going on when you're drunk.
Yeah.
But people always assume that you're going to be fine. And I'm sure that's what happens when you're not.
Yeah, そう、身近だからね。はい。
次。Since deploying 319 body cameras just 2 months ago in Birmingham, Alabama, citizen complaints have fallen by 71% and use of force has fallen by 38%. The cameras have been so effective that the department intends to double the number of cameras in the near future. According to Captain William Brewer, who runs the department's technology division, the chief's goal is to get a camera on everybody who wears a uniform. The purchase of cameras came in response to mounting public pressure to reduce civilian deaths.Resulting from police force.
アラバマのバーミンガムで警察官が身につける小型カメラを319台導入したところ、たった2ヶ月で警察官の言動に関する市民からの苦情が 71% 減ったほか、警察官による実力行使も 38% 減少しました。こうしたカメラ利用の実績を受け、今後カメラの台数を倍に増やす方針です。この警察署のテクノロジー部門を率いるウィリアム・ブリューワー氏によると、署長は制服を着ているすべての警察官にカメラを着用させることを目指しています。カメラは警察官によって殺害される市民の数を減らすため、世論の批判を反映する形で導入開始されました。なんかあれだよね、ちっちゃいこの目線ぐらいのさ、なんか耳にかけるやつ、それは違う州かな、州によって違う。The one that I've seen was like this.
Yeah, they had those. They had ones that are on the chest. I don't know who makes which or which this Birmingham department is using, but
right.
They all basically do the same thing. And yeah, within 2 months, citizen complaints fall by 71%. Use of force has fallen by 38%. I mean, people have been asking for this sort of thing for a while.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's so shocking. It's so shocking, just the number of videos and the content of these videos where the police are killing civilians just all the time.
本当アメリカはこれ本当の大きい問題だもんね。もう毎日毎日もう連日この警察官による暴力だったりとか、こう無抵抗だったのに殺されちゃった市民とか、もうどんどんなんか新しいケースがあるもんね。
It's a huge problem.
まあでもカメラつけてればね、その言った言わないやったやらない、だからその黒人の子供が殺されるとかそういうケースでもさ、結局その実は手錠して後ろ向いてたのに撃たれてたんじゃないかとか、そういうのがカメラついてないから分かんないわけじゃん。
Well, usually like the police has some story and they look at the video and their story is completely horseshit.
そうそう、だからビデオがある場合はいいけどね、なんかそのないとさ、こう警察官が言ってることと状況の証拠が合ってないとかさ、それでまたすごい揉めたりとかするから、カメラをつけて解決するならそんな簡単なことはないよね。
Well, a lot of people have began to feel that the police departments are operating like gangs. And they are. They, you know, they bust drug dealers, but they don't lock them up. They just take some money, and it's like they come back later, take more money. I mean, they operate just like the Yakuza does.
Right.
Or any gang does, really. And no one's really debating this. Everyone knows that the police force is in the United States is completely corrupt. There's videos of... There was a video recently where someone... A police officer shot someone who was unarmed at a distance for almost... It just seemed like no reason. Just shot this guy who was standing there with his hands up. And the cop walks over there and like drops his taser in order to help him build a story for why he had to shoot this guy.
Wow.
And the police officer framing this guy that he shot.
Yeah.
The whole thing is caught on video.
残念すぎるわ。
Like not the cop's video, yeah, but yeah, someone yeah. that just happened to be around there. Yeah, so that came out. A lot of people are upset, and I mean, all over the United States, there have been incidents, you know, from Trayvon to Baltimore to where was it recently? Just all over the places.
でなんかさ、日本だと逆にその警官が丸腰で刃物持ってる人と戦わなきゃいけない状況とかが発生するわけじゃん。最近だとそのなんか結構若い女性の警察官が刃物を持った男にこう素手で立ち向かって、もうなんか指がちぎれるぐらいのなんか怪我を負ったみたいな、なんかそういう事件があると日本では結構、あ、じゃあもっとなんか簡単に拳銃を抜けるようにした方がいいんじゃないかとか、まあ、確かに素手で戦うのはさすがにさ、ちょっと無理があるからっていうことで、なんかそういう声もちょっとネットとか見てるとあるんだけど、いや、なんかアメリカの状況を見てると全然もうなんていうの、そのもっと拳銃を引き抜いていい、あの基準を緩めるなんてもうやんない方がいいよって思うよね。 It's like no, like don't even go there, like you don't understand みたいな。
Well, theCops in the United States generally are just fat idiots that are completely incompetent. And this is just a fact. Like, they're completely out of shape. They don't have martial arts training, generally. And they can't hit a target, generally. Like, this is just, you know, police officers in the U.S. have been saying this for a while. That the level of, the skill level of these police officers is so low. Compared to Japan, for example, police officers in Japan will typically be like fourth dan in judo,
そう、この間ね、
or you know, they're either a black belt in judo or a black belt in kendo.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have the telescoping, like, baton, basically a sword without a blade on it. And those, if you have a black belt in kendo and you have that stick, or if you have a, if you're fourth dan or whatever it is in judo, like, that's so far beyond the qualifications of an American police officer.
Facebook でうちのコミュニティでなんかバイラルになってるビデオがあって、my friend's friend took the video,
yeah.
and he was out in Roppongi at like midnight.
Yeah.
でなんかクラブの外で日本人の男の人がなんか酔っ払って暴れてるところのビデオなのね。
Mm.
で、あの、まあ酔っ払ってるからそんなに機敏には動けてないんだけど、その人もでもなんか、なんだよお前とか言ってなんか暴れてて、で警察官がなんか取り囲んでんの。 And the guy who's filming is an American guy、うん、それでなんかその酔っ払った男の人が結構なんかアグレッシブに怒ってて、で警察の人をなんかビンタするのね、
うん、
でなんかその見てるアメリカ人はさ、 Oh my god、 もうどうなるんだろうって思うじゃん。でもその警察官は全然平気な顔して、すごい華麗な大外刈り、柔道の、
うん、
でバーンって床に倒して、でなんかその人が何回も起き上がって、もうそのたんびに大外刈りなりなんか、うん、柔道の技をかけて床に倒して、最終的になんか絨毯みたいな布でぐるぐる巻きにしてあの動けないようにするみたいな、でそこにあのアメリカ人の人たちのコメントがバーってついてて、うわなんかアメリカだったらもうとっくにテイザーされてるか殴られたりとか、うん、そんな警察官をビンタするなんてさ、もうありえないじゃん。アメリカだったらもうさ、ボッコボコにされちゃう。でも日本の警察はなんか結構優しいっていうかさ、ちゃんとそういう戦う術があるから結構落ち着いて対応してるねみたいな感じですごい褒められてた、うんすごいね、綺麗な大外刈りだったのそれが。
Yeah, they all know this stuff.
でちゃんとこう倒す時にも怪我しないように、mm. こう引っ張りながら倒してくれるっていうかさ、mm.
Yeah, my friend who is a police officer was showing me like the gently put him on
ジェントル大外刈り。
The throw is violent, but, yeah, yeah, yeah. but the landing has
そうそうそうそう
can't be violent.
そうなの、アスファルトだからね、yeah. 優しく置かないと地面に。
And, I've never ever seen an American police officer take someone down gently before.
Yeah,
it's always like people have died from hitting the pavement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happens all the time.
そうそうそう。
You know, none of them have this sort of training.
Right, right.
The only thing they have is a gun and a taser. You know, if someone gets close to them, then their gun or taser is threatened, right?
Mm.
And they have no skills at close range. Mm. It's just, you know, pull out the gun and hope they listen to you, or right. shoot them, or they take your gun and shoot you. But you're not, you don't know the judo throw. You don't know how to use the baton.
Right. I would think that it's completely different if the citizens could have guns, you know,
yeah,
whereas in
sure.
Japan that would be super rare. But at the same time, I would think that it would definitely help for them to have the martial arts skills or
it's completely,
you know, trainings.
It's completely essential, something like judo. I mean,
so, なんかすごい落ち着いてたもん、その警察の人。それでさ、なんかそんな警察官をさビンタなんかしたらもう一瞬でね、何業務妨害じゃなきゃなんか逮捕とかされるかと思いきや、逮捕もされず、普通になんか、何歩道じゃないけどさ連れて行くだけみたいな。
Yeah.
It was a fun video to watch actually. Like,
you know, they should just raise the standards for the entire US police force nationally. It's like, no, you got to have a black belt in judo. No, you got to be able to run this fast.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have these police officers that are
eating donuts,
so out of shape and have no training, and all they have is a gun, and they have like weird egos. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like, I mean, I'm over here watching all these like cop videos, and my perception of the police
そうね、
だから
みんながみんなじゃないと思うよ。さすがに。そうね、ただ目立っちゃうからね、そういうのがいっぱい出てくるとさ、
yeah,
みんながそうじゃないかって思っちゃうよね。
Yeah, but we're kind of at the point where it's just like fuck it, you know? It's like it's all of them, you know? Like it's gone so far past
Yeah.
acceptable.
まあ、
that it's just like,
ね、
you know, it just needs to change. I think the cameras are
そうだね。だからなんか、なんていうの、ちゃんとした警察官の人もいっぱいいるわけじゃん。すぐちゃんと市民のことを考えて市民を守ってくれてる人もいるのに、そういう悪い人がいっぱいいるとさ、なんかそのちゃんとやってる人がかわいそうだもんね。なんか一緒にされちゃうじゃん。
Well, sure, there's good police officers, but the problem is still systematic.
Right. You know? Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, it's more the system, right? Not really the individuals.
Yeah, well, I feel. You know, can't say anything about any of the individuals, but the system is garbage.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So, ne.
Yeah, I was reading some stuff about the costs of implementing this, and this particular police department is paying $180,000, like, per camera or something?
What?
I find it impossible to believe.
No way. That's like,
it must be for all their... No, here it is. It's $889,000 for a 5-year contract.
For 319 cameras?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it was. And then they bought 5 terabytes of data online, which is, I think, supposed to be their like 5-year. I don't know. I don't remember the specifics, but it was like the amount of money that these police departments are paying for things like storing the videos and stuff.
Yeah,
is so outrageous. It was in excess of $1 million. For them
What?
To buy unlimited storage.
They have to store all the images, footage.
So there's the law isn't up to date. So the law requires that you keep records for multiple years, right?
Like yeah.
5 years or whatever it is.
Right.
For evidence.
Right.
But if you're recording everything that you do on every single police officer, suddenly the amount of content that you have is enormous.
Yeah.
And now you're required to store all this for this many years.
Yeah.
So for the unlimited storage, it was going to cost them over $1 million.
そんなするもんなの?
But, but,
$1 million is like what?
So the package... So the package they actually bought is 5 terabytes.
Okay.
Which is supposed to be, which they're saying will only last them 6 months. And I'm thinking, like, 5 terabytes, like, you can buy 5 terabytes of storage on Amazon.
Right.
Like a hard disk on Amazon right now for like $130.
Is it because of the security thing or whatever?
I think it's just because the government's doing it, and
なんでいつもそうなるんだろうね?
When the government does something,
it's always super expensive.
Insane numbers just show up.
It's不思議だよね。
Like 5 terabytes, literally, you can buy a 5 terabyte hard drive on Amazon for like $130, I'm sure.
なんで $100万もするんだろうね?
You can buy another 5 terabyte hard drive and back it up. And that's still, you know, only $260. Like, how are you getting quoted over $1 million for storage?
不思議だね。
It's crazy.
不思議。
But that's how government contracts work, I guess. Even at the state level.
謎ですね。
次。Researchers have found that humor plays a different role for men and women in developing relationships. More specifically, they found... When men tell jokes, their odds of ending up in a physical relationship with someone increases. However, this does not seem to occur in reverse. Researchers organized a series of blind dates matching more than 100 volunteers in a room for 10 minutes. They then analyzed the conversations and found that when a man succeeded in making the woman laugh, then she became more interested in him. However, the relationship between human... Oh, this sentence doesn't make any sense. Oh, the relationship between humor and attraction did not work in reverse. In other words, when a woman made a man laugh, it did not make him more attracted to her.
カンザス大学の研究で、ユーモアがあって面白いことが、 相手に魅力的に映るかどうかについて男女で差があることが分かりました。男性が面白いことを言うと相手と肉体関係を結べる確率が上がりますが、女性の場合はそうした効果が見られませんでした。実験では100人以上の被験者をペアにしていき、カップルごとに10分間会話をしてもらいました。後に会話内容を分析した結果、男性が女性を笑わせることに成功した場合、女性はその男性に興味を持つようになる傾向が見られましたが、女性が男性を笑わせても男性の興味レベルは変わりませんでした。
Why? Being funny is good, right?
Yeah.
でもなんかね、あの女子校あるあるみたいなのでよく話されるのって、女子校の子の方が男子の目を気にすることがないから何でも面白いことができるみたいな、なんかモノマネだったり変なインプロフスとか、
うん、
確かに私もなんだろう、好きな人とかが教室にいるわけじゃないじゃん、だから、うん、いつも友達と変なインプロフやってたの、真剣に。
Like what?
Like なんか私のね、その時仲良かった高校の友達がなんかなんていうの、アナウンサーみたいなすごい美人だったのね、うん、でその時モーニング娘。がすごい流行ってたから、なんかモーニング娘。の面接を受けてる設定とかで急に始めるの、なんかはいやろうとかじゃなくて普通に会話してて急に like either of us would start、うん、and then like the whole like improv begins、みたいなとかも、だから男子の目を気にしなくていいからさ、だからやっぱり面白いっていうのがあんまり確かに、なんていうの、そういう意味の面白いはあんまりプラスにはならないよね、モテ要素ではないもんね、確かに。なんでだろうね、面白い方がいいじゃんね。
It's funny, this kind of plays out on a larger scale with、just、the culture of comedy, you know, women aren't、
そうだよね、
there aren't many successful female comedians.
そうだから、アメリカだとね、なんか
It's more like they're being laughed at、
ね、
rather than like oh that's clever like
いやいつも結構それ話題になるもんね、そのアメリカの女性コメディアンがものすごく頑張らないと人気になれないし、人気になったとしてもあ女だから面白くないって言われちゃうっていう、なんかそういうセクシズムがあるみたいなさ、
うん、
でも日本も結構あると思うよ、なんか女性のコメディアンが出てくると絶対にまず容姿ブスとか、
うん、
で言われても大丈夫そうにできる人とか独身とかなんか寂しいみたいなことを言われても笑って返せる人じゃないとダメっていう、なんか変な、なんか事前にそういう変ななんか段階があってみたいな、だから男性だと別にね容姿関係なく面白ければいいみたいな時もあるけど、
うん、yeah, this is kind of a
Or it's like if you're too pretty, then that doesn't work either. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, if you try to be a female comedian?
Yeah. And if you're hot, then it's a different story.
But that part is true for guys too, I think.
でも日本だと結構さ、ほら、なんかイケメン芸人とか普通に人気あるじゃん。
Yeah, but all the real comedians are going to drag those people down and beat them into the dirt.
But then that's weird too, right? It's
yeah,
like
but,
it's not supposed
yeah,
to be about preferences.
But I'm saying that they'll do that to anyone.That's like that, you know. It's not just women.
Oh, right.
Whereas, with appearances, but with the content,
well, I
mean, with what they're saying, for some reason, women don't get a whole lot of acknowledgement, or they
no.
just haven't had much success in comedy. How do you feel about this on like?
Well, I
the level of individuals though, like two people communicating. Do you feel like
when a guy is funny, he's more attractive?
Do you feel like you're more attractive when you're funny, or do you hold that back?
I would think that I'm more attractive when I'm being like full on, but then like funny の種類が違うんだよね、
yeah.
like I can't be dorky or goofy, whereas guys can be goofy and still be attractive、mm. じゃない、女の子は本当なんかだから頭いい感じの面白い、だからカムバックスとかをパッパと言えたりとかするとなんか Oh, I'm like doing good って思うけど、そこでなんかおどけたりとかさ、なんか変顔したりとか、そういう面白いは
通用しないじゃん女子はやっぱ、うん、それがなんかあの子めっちゃ可愛いとかっていうにはなんないよねあんまり。
I think a lot of this has to do with the nature of the not well male egos in general、
うん、
whereas where if a guy says something that's supposed to be funny and a girl laughs at it the guy is kind of、empowered by that。
まあ、あと女の子のその人に対するプレセプションがやっぱり変わるよね。なんかナンパとか見ててもやっぱり笑っちゃったら笑わせたもん勝ちみたいなあるじゃん、うん、なんか私の友達でもすごいなんかもうナンパしてる人がいるのね。で、うん、彼を見てるとやっぱりとにかくなんかすごい面白いの。だから一般的にイケメンかって言われると別にそうじゃないんだけどすごいモテるのね。でなんでかってやっぱりすごい笑わせる力がある、うん、なんかナンパでも一言目でもう笑っちゃうようなことを言うの。そうすると女の子が笑っちゃうからなんかこうあからさまに拒絶できないというか感じで
He's in control in a way.
そう、
Because、
うん、
if a guy says something
funny, she's still in control, I would think, but
well,
but she doesn't.
That's not what this study
suggests. But then,
suggests.
Like, he's funny, so she doesn't want to be rude to him.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like.なんかもうフレンディーな感じになっちゃうじゃん笑っちゃうと。なんかさ、うん、変なナンパの仕方されるとさなんかもううざいみたいになるけど面白いとなんかさまあ別に you know you can be friends with him like なんか笑っちゃえばもうなんか心ちょっとだけ開いちゃったからさもう遅いみたいな、うん、でも逆に女の子が例えば男の子に声かけるときになんかそんな面白いこと言ったからって確かにどうだろうね。
Yeah, if it's,
別に真面目にナンパしてもワークするもんね。
Like if you were at a cafe or something and the girl working there just like came by and like said something funny, like it's not, it's very, it seems so different, doesn't it? Than if,
そうだね。
Than if a guy does it.
そうだね。でもさ、最初の印象なんて見た目しかないわけじゃん。見た目と会話の内容しかないじゃん。
うん、
だから男性の方が見た目を重視してるってことなのかな。
うん、
面白いこと言っても言わなくても自分の好みの見た目じゃないとダメみたいな、
うん、
逆にだから女の子は面白ければ好みの見た目ではあんまりなくてもまあちょっと話してみようかなとか思えるってことかな。
It's so true that it's different though.
Yeah,
it's completely
yeah, it is
different.
Definitely different. で確かに面白いとやっぱねまあ最初のつかみは面白いに越したことない。
But that makes sense.But why is it that when a girl is, well, let's think about the nature of this experiment where they're sitting in a room for 10 minutes on a blind date.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm attracted to girls that are funny, not necessarily like what they say. It's like everything. It's like the body movements.
Everything is funny? Like
no, like the... It's not funny. Like funny isn't as important as like 面白い for girls. Do you know what I'm saying? Like girls that are like that have a sort of a character to them.
Yeah,
It's like interesting
personality wise
more than funny.
そうだね。なんかリアクションがちょっと面白かったりとかね。
Yeah.
なんかキャラ的にってことでしょ。
Yeah.
そうね。I don't know. でもまあ面白いに越したことはないよねやっぱり。
うん。
あしかも確かになんかジェラスになる時とかもちょっと違くない？なんかさあの Oh my God, like that guy is so funny って言った時に自分の彼氏とかはさが感じる感情と。彼が Oh my God, that girl's so funny って言った時に彼女が感じる感情とちょっと違うよね。
Like that girl's not a threat by being funny at all.
Yeah, but he, but like he could be a threat
by being funny.
By being funny. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but that's just us acknowledging this dynamic. It doesn't really explain like why that's the case.
Right, but it's definitely there, right? Like it's not just me.面白いね。だからそうだね。確かに男女で差はあるね。
So they, the researchers believe that this is a, they're calling it a script in courtship. So courtship courtship is just what comes before foreplay, I guess. Courtship is getting to the point where you can actually hang out with this this person. And so a script in courtship.
なんかやだね。courtship っていう言葉は結構なんかさ、いい感じのなんかジェントルマン的なイメージなのにさ、今ので台無しになったんだけど。
Oh.
This is just pre-foreplay.
Like, but they use the word courtship for animals too, like fish.
Mating behavior 的な。
Mating and like, yeah.
Right. Okay.
You know, birds revealing certain feathers or whatever it is.
Right.
But a script in courtship, the sense is that this is biologically embedded in all of us. Like male behavior is kind of meant to be this way, that we part of the courtship, part of I don't know how you would, you know,
right,
marinating this thing is to make the girl laugh and make her comfortable. Maybe part of it is just the comfort, you know, is that men are inherently more threatening. And so, but a guy who's funny, you know, can get rid of that completely right away.
怖くはないもんね。
Yeah.
でもファニーの種類にもよるよね。私はあんまりなんかこう、ただただおどけてバカなことを言うみたいな面白いにはあんまり惹かれないんだけど、でもそういう方が好きっていう人もいるじゃん。可愛いみたいな。私は逆になんかこうすごい頭いい面白さ、なんかインテリジェンスが感じられるなんかコメントとかで面白いことを言う人の方が、あ、なんかこの人頭いいんだ。あとなんか自分を笑える人、なんかヒゲするとかじゃないけど、なんかあそこまで自分のことをシリアスに捉えてないんだみたいなさ、まあ、だから確かにジョークとかヒューモアを聞くことによってその人のなんか感じがちょっとわかるもんね。
I would like to see like the same stand-up routine performed almost identically by a man and a woman, and just see how that kind of plays out differently.
なんかさ、そのアメリカだと結構そのスタンドアップコメディは男のものみたいなさのがなんかない？だからこう YouTube とか見てても女性のコメディアンのコメントだとなんかやっぱ女は面白くないみたいなが、女はみたいな、なんかそこがすごい強調されちゃって。
Yeah, it's like women's sports.
Yeah.
People shit so hard on women's sports.
そうだね。
It's unbelievable.
アメリカはね、日本は、
But it's so stupid. If you compare like a human to an animal, we fucking are so slow and stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
そこは日本はあんまりない気がするけどね。スポーツとかなでしこめっちゃ強いしさ、バレーボールとかも女子の方が強かったりするしね。あとフィギュアスケートとかもあるし。
Yeah, but like the tricks that a female figure skater can do are not the same tricks that the males are doing. You know, the triple axel or whatever. I don't even know if there's like
yeah, but that's just
one woman who can do it, you know?
Right.
So it's kind ofdifferent from comedy because I don't see any barrier to a woman being really really funny, like,
そうね、
you know, like there's not an obvious limitation there, like,
yeah,
why not?
あとなんかパターンがあるよね。アメリカのコメディアン、女性コメディアン見てるとこうなんか何そのプロミスキュアスみたいなことを結構売りにしてる人が多くない？なんか男性のコメディアンはあんまりそういうあの傾向はない気がする。 Yeah, like I bang that girl, I bang this girl みたいなのを売りにするっていうのはあんまり見ない。
I think some do. I think,
but like as a pattern, なんか、like、
maybe Kinison or I mean from early on、American comics have been saying those sorts of things. I mean none of them can maintain stable relationships and they're、right. on the road all the time.
Right, right.なんかそのアテンションはやっぱ最初につかむためなのか分かんないけど、like Amy Schumer, Chelsea Handler, you know, Sarah Silverman, it's always about like ちょっとしたなんか promiscuousness っていうか、なんでだろうね、そうじゃないとアテンションつかめないかな最初。
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with like comedy among females. The people I know, among people I know, I think the funniest people I know are women.
Like who? Me?
I think you're pretty funny. But I know a lot of girls who are like really funny.
Mm.
And
そうだね。うちのゲストに来てくれた女の子たちも普通に面白い子たちだもんね。
Funny, yeah, funny people. I don't know.
なんかまあインダストリーなんだろうね。だからカメリーっていうよりもそのインダストリーが maybe it's just male oriented.
Well, I think most are, but it's not obvious why, you know.
Yeah.
It's not obvious why it's so male oriented comedy.
Well, like, if you listen to female comedians in the States, they always point out that a lot of men don't want to admit that girls can be funny. That's
but a lot of girls,
what they say.
A lot of girls don't like female comedians, too. It's,
Really?
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, in general? Like, oh, I don't like female comedians.
I feel like.
Yeah.
But, like, all the female comedians, it seems like they have some sort of... A shtick or an angle that it's all about, like, yeah, I'm a female comic. Yeah, you know, they kind of have to like do this weird thing to try to like address that.
Mm.
And it's, I kind of wish they just wouldn't. I wish they would just.
まあ難しいんじゃない。だからさ、やっぱそのインダストリーで生き残るためにはやっぱそうなっちゃうんだね。エイミー・シューマーとかもさ、最初全然そうじゃなかったけど、今とかもう本当にフェミニスト的メッセージばっかりみたいな。
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, like it's really like prominent. So, and I understand where she's coming from, and what she's saying is, I mostly agree, but you know, なんかそれをやっぱりフォーカスになっちゃうぐらい、なんかそのインダストリーで生き残るのが大変なのかなと勝手に観察してる。
You know, this whole thing is kind of 残念, because like I think everyone should. I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing to say. Everyone should be funnier. I think everyone should be funnier for sure. But I don't. It's kind of weird to realize that humor doesn't do the same thing for women that it does for men. It's kind of a weird, you know.
Yeah.
Thing to realize.
So,
it's like too bad. And
yeah.
I kind of wonder. Do you think? That's changing? Like, that will change over time?
I don't know. なんか結構その日本の女芸人さんたちので、私はやっぱりそういう容姿とかをすごいいじられるみたいな。あたかもそれを売りにしてるかのように、周りが彼女たちをそうやってコーナーするっていうのがすごい嫌だったんだけど、あのアジアンのスミダさんっていう人が、なんか自分ではブスって思ってないのにブスブス言われることが嫌だみたいなことを言ったんだよね。そしたらなんか私は本当にまあそうだろうなみたいな、自分で思ってないのにさ、そんなそれを笑いにされたら普通に悪口っていうかいじめじゃん。でもなんかネットとか見てると、芸人なんだからそれを言われても我慢するべきとか、なんか芸人のくせにそれを文句言うなんてありえないみたいなさ、 It's like what the hell, like who decided that, like who says that、 なんかそういう変ななんかものが定着してる気がして、なんかそれをさ子供に見せたくないじゃん。なんかブースブースとか言ってで反論しちゃいけないみたいなさ、飲み込まなきゃいけないっていうのを、
yeah.
なんか見てても楽しくないし、だからそうやって言ってくれる、なんかそうやって言われたくないって声を大にして言ってくれる人がいるのもいいことじゃないかなと思うけど。
You know what I think it is? I think with humor, a lot of what makes something funny is like, I mean, you have to get itYou know, you have to get the joke.
Yeah.
You have to relate to what they're talking about.
Right.
Right? But I think the lives and the perspectives of women generally just haven't really been in pop culture so much, like the female perspective. It's not something that, like, people can relate to so easily, generally. Do you know what I mean?Do you relate to what you relate to, like what male comedians are saying generally, right? Like that's so true, that's so funny.
Yeah, it's not, it doesn't come difficult to me at all. Yeah, like it's easy for me to relate to like Amy Schumer. I can easily relate to like, I don't know, whoever male comedian. But maybe it's harder for guys to relate to Amy Schumer's like HPV stories and stuff like that, maybe. Like, well, that would, I mean, that's understandable, but
the thing about like comedy, part of it I think is that just not a whole lot of women are thinking like, hey, I'm going to be a comedian and like go tour on the road by myself and like all this crazy, you know, it's it's kind of a crazy risky lifestyle.
Yeah,
just on the, you know, between people basis, like in terms of relationships.
Yeah. そうだね、アメリカのそういうスタンドアップコメディアンはすごいらしいもんね。なんかすっごい汚いモーテルに泊まってなんかすごい危ないような。
Yeah, if you think about it, the comedian lifestyle is, I think, I don't know, maybe women just aren't trying to do that because it's dangerous. It's kind of radical.
Right.
It's risky.
そういう意味では日本の方がそういう敷居は低いかもね。なんかいっぱいいるし、有名な女性の芸人さんが。Oh well.
Yeah,
being funny is good. I love funny people.
Yeah.
はい。お話は終わりですかね。あの、今回からあの論文、結構そのニュース読むときに論文が出てくるんだけど、論文へのリンクをあの文字起こしのテキストの中に入れることにしたので、あの有料の論文とかもあるからそれは入れないけど、無料でクリックしたら読めるものに関しては文字起こしの中にリンクを入れれます。
Mostly for any scientific papers that we refer to, that sort of thing.
文字起こしのテキストは Apple っていうか iPhone と Android のアプリから購入できますので、ぜひやってみてください。月額240円で読み放題です。
Yep.
激安、毎回言うけど
It's still
激安。あと Facebook、Twitter、Instagram 引き続きお願いします。質問とかは Twitter に送ってくれると、まあ、一番 見れる確率が高いです。あと Amazon でファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナー、まあ、ちょっともう寒くなってきたけどね、トレーナーもあるのでぜひ
お願いします。
お願いします。以上かな。
Yeah, that's
okay. 終わり、
はい、
バイ
バイ。